This is Earth and Sky. The U.S. military uses small, remote-controlled airplanes for combat and spying. These are called uninhabited aerial vehicles, or UAVs.
But Frank Cutler and his colleagues see a whole new use for these aircraft.
We're exploring the use of UAVs, trying to heavily leverage what the Department of Defense has invested in them and what the Federal Aviation is investing in them, to see if we can't use these as yet another tool to take science instruments aloft to study our Earth, mainly the atmosphere and Earth's geology.
Cutler, who manages what's called the Earth Science Capabilities Demonstration Project, says one advantage to UAVs is that they can fly along specific paths and collect air samples directly. That means there are a lot of things you could do with these craft.
You could, for example, send a UAV into a plume of air pollution coming from a factory to track where the pollution goes and study how it changes. Weather balloons can also collect air samples, but they drift wherever the wind carries them.
Some UAVs can fly for more than a day without refueling, while piloted aircraft usually can only fly a few hours at a time. And UAVs can work in dangerous environments, such as in or around hurricanes, without risking pilots' lives.
That's our show. Special thanks today to NASA's Aeronautics Research Mission. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.